Do you know how many five is? Well, it's more than one, and it's more than two. It's even more than three or four. And do you know what I've got five of? Well, I'll tell ya.
Oh, I've got five people in my family, and there's not one of them I'd swap. There is a sister.
Hi.
And two brothers.
That's us.
And a mother.
Hello, dear.
And a pop. That's me. Oh, five is such a pretty number. I'm awfully glad that I've five people in my family. One, two, three, four, five. One,
two, three, five.
Oh, I've got five people in my family, and there's not one of them I'd ever swap.
There is a sister.
And two brothers.
And a mother.
And a pop.
That's him.
Oh, five is such a pretty number. I'm awfully glad that I five people in my family. One, two, three, four, five. One,
two,
three,
five. One, two, three, four, five.
Hello, amigo.
Welcome to another episode of Cuckoo Bananas Variety Hour. I'm Captain Cuckoo, and I'm here with...
Rowan.
Rowan, the bigger banana bro.
Or, for this this radio show, maybe you could call me, Ro-Ro. My nickname.
Ah, Ro-Ro. Okie dokie, Ro-Ro.
Or just Rowan.
And what's our theme today, Ro-Ro, Rowan?
Family!
Mm-hmm. And how many people in your family?
Five.
Yeah, just like the song, hey?
That's first.
Mm-hmm. How is his family different than your family, though?
Has two brothers, a sister, and a dad and a mom.
And how about yours?
Three brothers and a dad and a mom.
Mm-hmm. And no pets.
No pets. Nah.
Three brothers is enough.
We might get a dog.
Yeah? One day?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, we've already done that episode, right? Dogs and cats?
Yeah.
Today we're going to talk about families. And let's see. That first song, if you didn't recognize it, came from Sesame Street.
There's more than 5 million families in the world.
You think so?
Yeah.
Is that a fact, Jack?
My name's not Jack. It's Rowan or Ro-Ro. But... yeah, because there's more than 7 million. I mean, seven quadrillion people in the world.
7 billion, maybe?
Yeah, 7 billion people.
Is there?
In the world, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's a lot. And all of them have some sort of family.
Like, some of them is just, like, one person and then a mom and a dad.
Yep. There's every kind of different family you can imagine in the world. And we'll talk about some of them today.
like 7 sisters and 18 brothers.
Well, maybe not. Maybe not that kind.
But there was someone that made a book that has 20 kids.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Or 21 or 20.
You know what? Let's look up what the biggest family ever was while we listen to some songs. Okay?
Okay.
First song we're going to hear after that intro song is a song called Mothers and Fathers by The Moon.
Why by The Moon?
That's the band, The Moon.
Oh, so like The Moon has a...
The band is called The Moon and the song is called Mothers and Fathers. And then we'll hear from a band called Fire. With My Father's Name is Dad. And do you remember what his mother's name is?
Mom.
Yeah.
Now I
All right, that last song was called My Father's Name is Dad. So, after listening to a father song, what kind of songs do you think we're going to hear next?
Moms!
Songs about moms. Yeah, we got three mom songs.
Yay, mommy, 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 moms.
The first song is called Mother May I.
Mommy.
By the Chattanooga Cats. We've played the Chattanooga Cats before.
Cats.
Some cartoon cats. And it sounds like this cat is in love.
Cat is in love.
Okay.
Why was a cat in love with a human?
No, I think the cat's in love with a cat.
Oh, so a cat mom?
Well, no. If you listen to the words in the song, it's like the cat.
Meow, 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 meow,
no.
Meow, meow.
It's the cat like asking his mom for advice about a girl that he likes. Or I guess a feline that he likes. And then we're going to hear Roosevelt Franklin's alphabet. And you're going to hear Roosevelt talking to his mom. And then singing the alphabet.
Talking about
ABC.
Talking about moms. And then singing the ABC. So like mom stuff, but in the ABCs.
Well, let's just listen to the song. We can talk about it after. And then it's another guy talking to his mom and asking his mom to teach him a new dance. And the dance is called the Uncle Willie. What do you think the Uncle Willie would look like?
You have to put on a fake beard and start dancing everywhere, because some uncles have a really long beard.
Yeah, really? Yeah, I guess that's true. Your uncles don't really have a long beards, do they?
Yeah, they don't even have beards.
No. Well,
but Granddad does.
True. Uncle Kent had a beard for a while. How many uncles do you guys have?
Three
uncles, you lucky ducks. All right. Let's hear some mom songs on the family edition of Cuckoo Bananas
Variety Hour
of the Human Dance.
Mother, may I tell me what to do? Tell me where to go and who to sock it to. Mother, may I open up the door to the closer to the one you love. Yes, you may take a giant step and sing for joy and shout for love. May I hug her and may I kiss her and miss her till she comes again. She's something more than just a friend. I'll love her till the very end. Until she comes again, she's something more than just a friend. Oh, I love her till the very end. Mother, may I tell me what to do? Tell me where to go and who to sock it to. Mother, may I open up the door to the heart of the one I love. Mother, may I tell me what to do?
Uh-oh. My mother's gonna find me as sure as a moose likes moose juice.
Now, where did he go this time? Roosevelt? Roosevelt Franklin? Roosevelt Franklin?
Here I come. Did somebody somewhere summon me?
Yes, somebody did call you by your names. Now, Roosevelt, we've got to go over the alphabet.
Oh, I know that. A to Z. I know all the alphabet. I know the alphabet so good.
Roosevelt Franklin, what you say?
I say the very first letter is the letter A.
Well, what more can you tell me?
I say the very next letter is the letter B.
Hey,
I got A,
that
I got B. Not something.
Roosevelt, what comes after B?
Everybody knows it's the letter C.
Mm-hmm. Young Mr. Franklin, what comes after C?
I know D comes right after C.
Hey, that's
very good. I got A, B, C, D. Ooh, I'm good.
Doesn't an E come right after D?
That's right. Then come the F, and then come the G.
Roosevelt Franklin, what you say?
I say after the G come the H-I-J.
Oh,
Roosevelt. I got all the way to J. I wanna jump.
All right, now what comes after them?
I believe it's the KLM.
Hey, I'd like to hear some more from you.
You do? How about this? N-O-P-Q.
Very good.
I'm great. Well, I give you an R and an S and a T.
You get right down to the N-I-C.
That's right. U-V-W-X-Y-Z. I'll let you hear my ABC.
Let me hear
it like A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Roosevelt Franklin, you got that right.
Roosevelt Franklin going out of sight. You see, I'm Roosevelt Franklin. I know I'm Roosevelt Franklin.
Say it again, Roosevelt.
I will, I'm Roosevelt Franklin.
And Roosevelt knows his alphabet.
Well, what Roosevelt Franklin does not know, nobody knows, and that's how it goes.
Oh,
right, guys, what did you think of Roosevelt Franklin?
I love it.
You know what I really like about that song?
What?
They made the whole alphabet rhyme.
I didn't hear it rhyming.
Sure, all the words rhymed in that song.
I love it because it's really funny.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, eh?
Yeah.
And then his mom was pretty happy at the end. He did a good job and knew the whole alphabet.
Yeah. But at the beginning, he was afraid of his mom because he's gonna be mad.
I think he was, yeah, it sounded like he was hiding, eh?
Yeah.
She found him. But then they had fun singing the song.
Yeah.
And then we heard from the Daylighters. And the singer was asking his mom to teach him how to do the Uncle Willie. So can you guys describe to the listeners at home what you think an Uncle Willie dance would look like?
You put on a fake beard.
Okay.
And then you start dancing around. Like, you just put yourself, like, you're singing O Canada or something at school. Like, just stand straight like a soldier, put one leg out, and start twirling around. So the fake beard goes around really fast.
Oh.
And then you put on fake hair, so it looks like it's an old man doing ballet.
Maybe you could call that the helicopter beard dance.
When you start dancing, you just fly up into the air with your fake beard. Because it's a helicopter pedal, but with beard hair on it.
And that song made a perfect segue from mom songs to uncle songs. So let's hear Uncle Joe the Ice Cream Man.
Wanna know what the person that's married to uncle is?
Mm-hmm.
Uncle
Joe.
Mom-uncle.
No,
Uncle
it's
Joe.
It's mom-uncle because it's married.
Uncle
so it starts
Joe.
With the M and it's married to the uncle, so it has uncle in it. Mom-uncle.
Nope.
It's an ant.
Yeah.
So it's really tiny and it has six legs.
Oh, brother.
And it has three parts.
Boy, I hope no ants are listening right now. And then we're going to hear from David Bowie after that.
David Bowie. Uncle Arthur?
Mm-hmm. Ugh. And then after that, we'll hear about Uncle Fiedel.
What's Uncle Fiedel?
Let's find out on the Cuckoo Bananas Variety Hour.
He's like a fifi.
Behind the counter selling ice cream, there stands a man the kids all know. He's got a smile that makes them love him, and they call him Uncle Joe. Been watching all the children grow. The mums and dads are his relations. Even they know Uncle Joe. Cherry, lemon, tangerine. He served ice cream and blowing for ambrosia. First he tops it with a grin, then he puts a tickle in a laugh. But then there's times when he remembers the distant years of long ago. That's when he hears his family calling, oh so faintly, Uncle Joe. Cherry, lemon, tangerine, he served ice cream as though it were ambrosia. First he tops it with a grin, then he puts a tickle in a laugh. Celebration, or if you've got a tale of woe, you'll find a friend around the corner. You just ask for Uncle Joe. Behind the counter selling ice cream, there stands a man the kids all know. He's got a smile that makes them love him, and they call him Uncle Joe. Joe.
strikes the bell for 5 o'clock. Uncle Arthur closes shop, screws the tops on all the bottles, turns the lights out, locks it up, climbs across his bike and he's away. Cycles past the gasworks, past the river, down the high street, back to Mother. It's another empty day. Uncle Arthur likes his mummy.
Uncle Arthur
still reads comics.
Uncle Arthur
follows Batman. Round and round the rumors fly, how he ran away from Mum on his 32nd birthday, told her that he'd found a chum. Mother cried and raved and yelled and fussed. Arthur left her no illusion, brought the girl round, saved confusion. Sally was the real thing, not just lust. Uncle Arthur vanished quickly.
Uncle Arthur
and his new bride.
Uncle Arthur
follows Sally. Round and round goes Arthur's head, hasn't eaten well for days. Little Sally may be lovely, but cooking leaves her in a maze. Uncle Arthur packed his bags and fled. Back to Mother, all's forgiven. Serving in the family shop, he gets his pocket money, he's well fed.
Uncle Arthur,
past the gasworks.
Uncle Arthur,
past the river.
Uncle Arthur,
down the high street.
Uncle Arthur,
follows Mother.
Yes, Uncle Feedle. There he is.
There was a man made all a rag. His name was Uncle Feedle. His coat, it was a barley bag, all sewed up with a needle. His nose was rag, his toes were rag, his legs were Harry's Tweedle. His eyes were dots of cotton frocks. They called him Uncle Feedle.
Uncle Feedle was a rag doll. He walked through the rag doll country, where it is always summer and the green velvet leaves grew on the hedges, and all the year the flowers bloomed in the prettiest materials you ever saw. Uncle Feedle needed nothing. If he was hungry, he just had to unpick a cotton cauliflower or a corduroy carrot, and there was his dinner. If he was tired, he just had to find a cotton wool bush and lie himself down on it. Wasn't it odd, then, that one day he found himself feeling sad? He felt he needed something. He felt he needed a house. A house to live in, with a real bed in it.
Old Uncle Feedle had no house. Dear little Uncle Feedle, he had no bed, he had no house. Poor little Uncle Feedle. Poor little uncle, silly old uncle, hadn't got a bed, so he took a bag of cloth and rag, a roll of cotton thread, oh.
Uncle Feedle emptied all the pieces and patches of cloth out of his rag bag and set them out on the green velvet grass. The other rag dolls saw him working away, and they were very puzzled. Then they asked him what he was making. And when he said he was making a house, they were even more puzzled. But Uncle Feedle went on working. He laid out pieces of calico and bombazine and watered silk and purple plush. Then he started to work.
Now first he sewed the kitchen wall with cotton thread and needle. With stitches small, the windows tall were sewn by Uncle Feedle. The curtains lush were purple plush and bombazine the mantle. A bottle of milk was watered silk and calico the candle.
Uncle Feedle sewed and stitched and patched and cobbled until he had made the pieces of the four walls of his house, with pictures on the walls and tables and chairs sewn on. He even made a real bed from a quilted patch of old eiderdown to go inside his own house. Everything went well until he sewed the walls and the roof together. Then suddenly the trouble started. his house would not stand up. It was made of rag, and it was all flippy-floppy. Uncle Feedle tried and tried, but every time he nearly made it stand up, one bit of it would bend, and down it would all go, flap on top of him. Well, of course, all the other rag dolls knew how to make things made of rags stay up, the same way as they stayed up. They were stuffed with cotton wool. So they all marched out into the fields and gathered loads of cotton wool flowers from the cotton wool bushes for Uncle Feedle to stuff his house with. Then Uncle Feedle's house stood up beautifully. But there was still one thing wrong with it. What was it? Well, of course, Uncle Feedle's house was so full of stuffing, he couldn't get into it. He couldn't go in through the door. He couldn't lie on his new bed or use any of the useful things he had sewn because his house was full of cotton wool. Well, that really was a problem. All the rag dolls sat down and thought as hard as they could. Then one small rag doll had an idea. She said, "Why don't you have the inside of your house on the outside? It is always warm here, and it never rains, so there is no need to have the indoors indoors. You could have the indoors out of doors." "That's a good idea," shouted Uncle Feedle. He jumped up, and quick as a flash, he emptied the stuffing out of his house, turned it inside out, and stuffed it full again. And there it was, a lovely house with the inside on the outside. The fireplace and the mantelpiece and even the grandfather clock were on the outside. "Yes," said Uncle Feedle, "I like that house. It suits me."
Now Feedle's house was inside out, clever old Uncle Feedle. The out was in, the in was out, it suited Uncle Feedle. One wall kitchen, one wall parlor, one wall was the bedroom. He laid his head on his quilted bed. Sleepy Uncle Feedle.
Well, what did you guys think of that story?
It's good and kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
Good, because if he stuffed the stuffing in inside, he wouldn't be able to get in. But he just had to turn it inside out. Then his bed and all his stuff would be outside, and then he'd just stuff it back in. And then he had a house. Because it never rains in Cottonland.
Mm-hmm.
If it rains, it'd be like a, I don't know, like a storm. Really bad storm. It'd be like giant drops. Because they're just little stuffed people.
Mm-hmm.
No, if it's Cottonland, the rain will be this cotton.
Mm.
Big cotton.
Now, that came from an old TV show called Bagpuss. And so there's a video that goes along with that story, and we can put that on our Facebook page in case you want to watch the video, too, as you listen to the story. But now that we're done our uncle songs...
We're going to do our aunt songs?
Yeah, let's hear some aunt songs. We'll hear about Auntie Mary's Dress Shop by the band Tomorrow. We're going to hear a song about your Auntie Griselda.
Oh yeah, I was going to just say that.
And that song has a funny like mouth solo. And what band does that song run?
The Monkees.
Yeah. And then we're going to hear
the Rock and Roll song.
A song from another TV show called Dear Aunt Agnes. And that was a show that I never watched, but Mom always watched that show.
So
when she
mom?
Was a kid. Your mom, yeah. She watched Dear Aunt Agnes when she was a kid, so we'll listen to that too.
If she was up here right now, she would see that song and remember it when she watched it.
Okay, well while the song's playing, I'll go get her and she can tell us about Dear Aunt Agnes.
Okay.
When the bell rings, she's out there in a second. Then she curtsies, smiles, and asks your health. Yes, the service has the personal touch. Fancy waistcoats and such. Latest types of silks and drapes. She will make you a splendid cape. You can have a pair of trousers made to measure, and they'll look a treat with velvet on the seams. In Auntie Mary's dress shop, by appointment to the Queen. Grouse shooting jackets in tweedy flex. Colonel Brown bought one but paid by check. Auntie Mary's dress shop, 44 A King Street. Auntie Mary's dress shop, she'll make you look a treat. She'll make you look a treat. Yes, the business is terrific all year round. High-class customers come all the way to town. To Auntie Mary's dress shop, 44A King Street. Actresses, duchesses, countesses all buy 60 guinea dresses for the royal ball. Monday morning bright and early came a message to the palace that summoned her to go to become the Queen's dressmaker and underwear. She's so happy, her dreams come true. Auntie Mary's dress shop number two.
Your Auntie Griselda, she says she knows my kind, she might maybe so. Oh yeah, she's raised you right, your Auntie Griselda. You only know the things she wants you to know. I know she's having a fit, she doesn't like me a bit. No bird of grace ever lit on Auntie Griselda. Grudge her style, your Auntie Griselda. She couldn't budge a smile and do it for free. So righteous making fudge, your Auntie Griselda. So proper judging others over her tea. You look just like her, you do. I know by looking at you that you've been listening to your Auntie Griselda. Oh no, don't look at me like Auntie Griselda. It takes much more to be someone of your own. You've got to make it free from Auntie Griselda. For just like her, you'll have to make it alone. She's having a fit. She doesn't like me a bit. No bird of grace ever lit on Auntie Griselda. Auntie Griselda. Auntie Griselda.
Christmas, remember? You said you'd help me out if you could. Well, my job is taking me far away. To move the children just wouldn't be good. If you will stay, you will come and stay. You'd be the best Anna girl ever had. Dear Aunt Agnes, dear Aunt Agnes, won't you come and stay? Dear Aunt Agnes, dear Aunt Agnes, won't you come and stay? Dear Aunt Agnes, dear Aunt Agnes, won't you come and stay? Dear Aunt Agnes, dear Aunt Agnes, won't you come and stay?
So there you have it, the Dear Aunt Agnes theme. What do you remember about that show, Devin?
I remember the theme song starting and then nothing else.
What channel was it on?
It was on TV Ontario.
Aha.
I used to watch it with my little brothers. And we super loved the show, but I don't think we understood anything that was going on.
But it was a kid show?
Yeah, I think it was a kid show.
Hmm.
Pretty sure it was a kid show. It was kind of heavy, though, I think.
It sounds like it's actually the kid's great aunt, like their mom's aunt, that's coming over to stay and take care of the kids.
Yeah. I guess that's who wrote the letter, is the mom.
Great theme song, though. I love the sound of the drums on that.
That's the song that will get in my head for days, still to this day.
Okay, we've only got time for four more songs now. And since we got a lot of brothers in this family, I thought we should play a brother song. And this song is called My Brother Woody by The Free Design.
Yeah.
And I just read a little bit about it before the show. And this was a song they wrote about their littlest brother, whose name is Jason.
But why did this call it Woody?
Well, when they started their band, Jason and his little cousin would imitate the band. They started their own little band called the Woodpeckers. And they were Woe and Woody in the band. So that's why they named the song My Brother Woody.
Because, what is his name?
Jason.
Because Jason was Woody?
Mm-hmm. And then, well, let's hear a song called Babysittin' Boogie by Buzz Clifford.
Babysittin' Boogie.
This is a funny one, right, Rowan? Remember the baby sings in the song?
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
Yeah. Because we kind of have a baby in our family.
Yeah.
It's not really a
toddler.
Toddler now, but.
Toddler. He used to be a baby.
Mm-hmm.
The toddlers turn into babies. Well, they're a baby, then they turn into a toddler, then
they turn into
a kid, then a big kid, then a teenager, then an adult, then an old man.
Mm-hmm.
Then they die.
I used to be a baby, actually.
I know.
You knew that?
Because everyone used to be a baby.
Mm-hmm. And because this is a family show, and you guys are from a musical family, I thought we should probably end it with some songs made by people in our family. Good idea?
Yeah.
Rowan, stop pushing.
Okay. So let's hear a song called Please Forget Her by The Jury. Do you remember who The Jury is?
No.
That was the band that Grandpa was in when he was young. So we'll hear Grandpa singing.
Ooh.
In the mid-60s. And then, why don't we listen to yours truly?
Mine?
Not you, no.
Ollie?
Why, do you have an album that I don't know about?
No.
No, who's next?
It's the Kerslake Kid.
Mm-hmm. The Kerslake Kid by?
Me? Blunders Public.
Yeah, Blunders Public. Who's that?
You.
Yeah. This was the song I took one of Mum's songs. This was before you guys even existed. And I chopped it all up and remixed it. That means you take all the parts of the song and you
make some of your own parts and then put it into the song that she made.
Yeah, and make a new song out of it. So this was my remix of Your Mom.
So it's about mommy?
Well, you're going to hear her voice singing and all chopped up, and you'll hear her guitar playing. All chopped up.
And I'll hear your voice a little.
And I sing a little bit in it, yeah. And this was a song that she recorded when we first met. So long, 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 long time ago.
Long, 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 long time ago.
15 years ago? Maybe 16? A moldy oldie.
So when you were 18?
Aw, thanks, Rowan. You're a real chum.
Was it?
No. Let's not talk about that on the radio. 26. Oh, you're doing some mental math? But I should mention that Granddad is a musician too, right? So we're going to do a whole other family show, okay? And we're going to
put... So this is part one.
This is part one of two. And we're going to put one of Granddad's songs on the next one.
Hot Diggity Dog one?
Sure. Although we could use that song for Gobbledygook episode two.
Hot Diggity Dog. No, the Gobbledygook one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that. We'll put Granddad's song in the Gobbledygook episode. And Uncle Kent makes music too, but not really any music for kids, right? So thanks for listening, and stay tuned for more great radio on CFRU in Guelph. Or maybe you're listening on UMFM in Winnipeg.
The morning star from the tool shed roof. Oh, 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 oh. My brother Woody, whoa, 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 whoa. My brother Woody, whoa, 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 whoa. My brother Woody, whoa, 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 whoa. My brother Woody, whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't go and leave the lights on. Curtain strings don't get yanked. Gotta watch out for Mama Bob. Be good enough not to get spanked.
My girl baby sits for someone on her block. Then I come up to join her and we start to rock. The baby has the beat, man, it is a shock
when he goes.
A rockin' type of boogie is the kind of song that makes this little baby wanna sing along. And though he maybe gets the tune a little wrong, he still goes.
Boogie.
He isn't too young to really feel the beat. I say he rocks back and forth in his little seat. He claps both his hands and he taps his feet and he sings. He is a holly golly bouncing baby boy. You know the record player is his favorite toy. And don't forget he's everybody's pride and joy when he goes. Surely he's the youngest teenager yet, and probably the hippest of the diaper set, as he goes.
Yeah, man, I like that.
He strolls in his stroller with the radio on. It doesn't go to sleep until the music's gone. He imitates the singer in the group with a low-down voice. And when it's time to tuck him in his little bed, with all that music running through his sleepy head, the little fella doesn't say goodnight. Instead, he says,
boogie, 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 oh man.
She may look fine, but is she fine enough? Don't you keep her. She's found another love and you don't really need her. After all the lies she told you and she made you cry, why don't you just go ahead and leave her? After all is said and done, she'll have a hold on you now. And if you want to hang around, you'll find there's nothing you can do now. All those lonely days you waited while she went away, why don't you just stop and please forgive her? Please forgive her. Yeah, yeah. Why don't you just stop and please forgive her? Oh, oh, oh. Why don't you just stop and please forgive her?